WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
I'm back. I got out of my ark, let all the animals go, and
it's about time.
Stepped on the dry ground again.
Yeah, you went through the ark of affliction.
Something like
that. It's about time.
Well, for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, we have some new people today, don't we?
Yeah, I thought it was strange. This is probably a coincidence, I'm sure, but while you were gone, we got all these new stations. I shouldn't even mention it. It's probably just a crazy coincidence.
I should just go away. I guess I'm the problem.
You're the whole problem.
Well, this is, for those of you who don't know, this is the Martin Zender Dan Sheridan Show, but as I like to call it, the Dan Sheridan Martin Zender Show.
It's terrible.
But we like to welcome our new stations. We have folks now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
At WWNL AM 1080 in Pittsburgh. Welcome to the program.
Welcome, folks. I would say go Steelers, but
I'm
not going to do that.
Like I told you, I was raised a Browns fan, and the killer rivalry there between the Steelers.
There's
and the
a
Browns.
Team called the Pittsburgh Pirates, but I can't tell if they're if they're a professional or minor league.
Oh, that's bad. Thank you. Really, that's a nice introduction
to our
Pittsburgh listeners.
Go Pittsburgh. I hate the Cubs anyway, so go Pittsburgh. And let's see, who else we got? We're in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area on WITK AM 1550. Jim and Pam will be listening to us in Scranton. They're back from their honeymoon, aren't they, Jim and Pam?
They could be.
The gang at Dunder Mifflin will be listening to us in Scranton,
PA. Congratulations to them as well. So.
Yeah, Jim and Pam, wonderful couple. I see a bright future for them.
Good. Now we got to go shift back toward the Midwest here, and we've got to welcome our folks in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, at station KLNG AM 1560. In Omaha, Lincoln.
Hey,
area.
They got some good baseball. They got the College World Series in that area. Great.
All I know is the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. You know, Marlon Perkins used to listen to that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Nice.
That's all Omaha is
You're
to me.
You're dating
I don't
yourself,
know.
Zender.
I know. I'm sorry. I love Omaha.
Yeah.
I've been there.
What people can't see is that you're old and decrepit, and I'm young and handsome. And we also want to shift even further to the southwest to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome.
Welcome to the folks listening at KXKS AM 1190 in beautiful downtown Amarillo. I mean, Albuquerque. And environs. Yeah, they got the great hot air balloon event in Albuquerque.
Do they really?
Yeah. They launched a bunch of hot air. You ought to get into that with a hot air, you know. You would go along well there. You wouldn't even need the balloon.
I know. All right, sounds good. Well, why don't we get on to some substance here? Why don't we let these folks in these new stations know what we're about by getting right into the topic, and they can find out for themselves. So where are we? I've been gone.
Well, I know. I've been carrying on without you. Things have been going fairly well. I mean,
I've heard you missed me.
It was kind of sad. I did the best I could, but it was so vacant and empty for me looking across the counter and not seeing you there.
And you probably got away with murder without somebody watching over you.
Well, I tried. It's true. You weren't there to stop me.
Okay.
You weren't there to start and stop that timer either. I had to do everything while you were gone.
Yeah. All right, well, let's brag about God and Christ for a while. What do we got going here?
Well, we should say to our new listeners, we're about the Scriptures. We are all about the Word of God. And Jesus Christ said, Noah speaka angle. Jesus Christ and none of the writers of the Scriptures wrote or spoke in English. And so we go behind the English words into the original words. We find there are many things that you miss in the Scriptures with translation issues. That doesn't mean we're egghead theologians. We're digging these things out of the Word and trying to return the Word to its pristine form in order to teach ourselves and you about God.
Yeah.
Who is God? We're not in this world to be wonderful Christians. You know, that happens, but it happens because we know God.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, Christian world has it the other way around. If we behave ourselves and we do the right things and we toe the line, then God will give us revelations.
Yeah.
We don't look at it that way.
Why don't we just let everyone know that in grace, through faith, are they saved, and that is not out of themselves. It's not out of you. if you're listening to the sound, to our new folks in Pennsylvania and Nebraska and New Mexico, salvation is a gift of God, bought and purchased by the Son of God and his work on Calvary's cross. There's nothing you can do to deserve it. You cannot earn by being good what you cannot lose by being bad what you did not earn by being good. Salvation is a gift of God. It's not out of you. There's nothing in you that came out of you to merit God's justifying you. It was all the work of God. Even your faith itself is a gift of God.
That's the killer, right?
We're here to brag about the accomplishments of Christ, and if salvation depended upon you doing something, that something that you do is really what saved you, not what Christ did. And so we're here to brag about his accomplishments, and you're going to hear a lot about that in these shows. And by the way, if you, for the new listeners in these areas, you can go to martinzender.com and listen to all of our previous shows for free, gratuitously.
Yes.
And so go back and listen to some of these shows. You can also go to, that's Martin Zender's website, and you can also go to my website, crossandthrone.com, and listen to some of the stuff I'm doing over there if you want to get a little bit of better background. But if you want to just start from ground zero here, that's fine too. You're going to learn a lot.
Go to martinzender.com and you can get up to speed. I think we got 50 shows now at martinzender.com. 15-minute shows.
Did we do 50 shows?
50 shows already.
Is this our 50th?
This is our 52nd.
52nd.
Yeah, as many, we've done as many shows as there are cards in a deck.
You've done 52.
Well, yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, you kind of bailed on me. That stuff you just said. That stuff.
What stuff?
About the salvation is not out of you.
Yeah.
People hear it, but they don't really believe it. I've heard it spouted from many pulpits that it's not out of you. We know that it's not out of you. We know that salvation is of Jesus Christ, and yet it is denied in the last analysis. What are you handing me? Is
dark
that an X-Lax?
Dark chocolate.
Oh, okay. It looks like X-Lax. I don't trust that it's dark chocolate. It says Hershey's, but you could have very well had that put on a X-Lax. I wouldn't put it past you. I would not put that past you. We're going to... You missed the mailbag.
Yeah, I heard the old lady. Is she the new...
The mailbag. Yeah, she's bringing the mail now. She does not like you. I tried to garner some sympathy for you from her, and it wouldn't happen. She was complaining about her own problems. She ambles in here on her walker, drops the mail, ticked off. I'm only bringing the mail. And I said, well, you should hear what's happening to Sharon and all those trials you went through last week. She couldn't care less about your trials.
Yeah, I guess
all
it's not enough her. Just to be good-looking in life.
No, it's all about her. It's all about the mailbag. But anyway, we got some letters, and I held them for you because I couldn't handle it alone. I couldn't handle this alone.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to
lay it on me, man.
All right, this is from Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm bringing this up, on the heels of what you just said about your salvation is not out of you. This has to do with the topic of free will.
Go ahead.
All right. She says, my first observation was that it's astounding how people can say that sin is not the issue anymore, that it was completely taken care of at the cross, and how in the same breath they can insist on the human will's ability to reject God, necessitating some kind of consequence, timeless or not. That's her first point. What comments do you have to say on that? This is what I was saying, that many people say it's not out of you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all of Jesus Christ, and yet the human will is still somehow able to reject God.
I don't know if this is even a related topic, but I was listening to a Baptist pastor recently, and he kept emphasizing it's all in the will. And I started to realize the more you emphasize human will, the more you magnify man and you humanize God. You take away from God's abilities and you magnify man's abilities. That's what inevitably happens when you teach the free will doctrine, because if you teach free will, that means it's of you. It's out of you.
It's not presented that way, though.
Yeah, right, but it is a fact. It doesn't matter how it's presented. You can paint the wall red and call it black all you want. It's still red. You know what I'm saying? And once you do that, God actually is an observer rather than an operator. He operates all things after the counsel of his will. If you teach free will, God is standing back, as it were, like the stupid Christian classical hymns say, that he's standing there with arms wide open, ready to receive you, as if he is helpless and powerless in this whole saving work. And
the whole idea of that is he did his part.
Yeah.
He did his part by, quote, unquote, saving you at the cross, and now he stands back to see what you're going to do. I've actually heard that Billy Graham...
But wait,
I got to do my Billy Graham thing.
Okay,
no, go ahead. I was going to say,
you just said that he did his part in saving you. No, he didn't.
Yeah, I know, I was going to get to that.
He only provided you the opportunity.
Yeah.
That's what he did. All the suffering he went through in the free will doctrine is simply that he gave you the opportunity. You're still unsaved, and the work isn't finished because you still have to do your part. So if that's the case, your part is more important. Your part completes the suffering of the Son of God.
And who is ever consistent on that theme? I've heard that Billy Graham actually has been consistent at an altar call or whatever he does in those huge stadiums. He will say, ladies and gentlemen, do not pray for these people now. He makes the altar call. Do not pray for them. They cannot be influenced by God or Satan. This has to be a free will decision. Don't pray for them. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Don't pray for them. But I got to hand it to him for the horrible consistency there.
Yeah.
Because free will is a hands-off God. It's up to you.
I don't know if that's true or not. I've never personally heard that from Billy Graham. I don't want to speak wrongly about him, but if that's true, that would be consistent, and
it's horribly consistent. Mm-hmm. But you know, who is that consistent? That's why I think there's a lot of whitewash on this whole. And this is what Elizabeth is getting at: how astounding that people can say one thing, sin's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You remember we did that one show?
Yeah.
Sin cannot keep you from God.
No.
Jesus Christ forgave all your sins. But there's one sin you'll go to hell forever for, and that's the sin of not believing in Jesus Christ. Oh, that's rude.
Sorry.
That is rude. Now we have to get Windex to your microphone there.
It was a dry
heave?
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Okay.
But the whitewash is presented as that Christ died for all the sins except one, the sin of unbelief. What if he also died for the sin of unbelief? That's a mind bender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people probably pulling off the highway now going, what did that guy just say? What if he died for unbelief?
That's right. That means that there's a purpose to everything, and that means that God is the Savior of all mankind, and God will restore everyone in his time. And we talked about 1 Corinthians 15 in that there is a order to saving mankind.
Now, I was starting to wonder about you for a second there. You started to sound like a Calvinist with this no free will. There's no free will. That's a Calvinist.
Mm.
We should get into the difference between the Calvinist, and I hate these theological terms, Calvinism, Arminianism. I can't stand. I thought an Arminian was somebody who lived in Arminia.
Yeah.
What do I know? I hate these theological terms.
Calvinist is somebody who lives
in Calvinia.
Calvinburg.
Yeah, Calvinburg. Yeah, Calvinsvania. We need to talk about this because I hate these theological terms. Elizabeth has a lot more. This thing's rich, and I think we might as well just jump into this. What do you think?
Well, I think we'll have to get into this next time. Listen, for those of you listening, you want to keep the show going, you can send support to P.O. Box. I have to let people know this, Martin. P.O. Box 421.
So commercial.
Round Lake, Illinois, 60073. P.O. Box 421, Round Lake, Illinois.
And if you don't want the show to continue, just don't do anything and turn off your radio.
That's fine.
Just give us the open.
And you can find me at crossandthrone.com. What about you, Mr. Zender?
I will be located at the exclusive location of martinzender.com.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us, new folks. Glad to have you on board. Join the family. Go to martinzender.com and get the Clanging Gong News for free. It's a newsletter.
It sure is. Yes. Go there, or I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
And you can get my studies on Romans at crossandthrone.com,
This is just one big commercial.
I know. We've got to let people know. See you tomorrow.